Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Linishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's, and also for a Refuah Shleima for David Meir Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Pei Gimel, and we left off at the very last two words on Pei Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rav. So the Gemara now is going to go back to the discussion. Do we follow Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah that an androgynous, a person who has both male and female organs, an androgynous is a complete zachar, and therefore if he gets married, his wife can eat truma, or not? Good morning, Reuven from Harrisburg, Kanam Chanuch. Dr. Joe, where are you? In the mountains, Dr. Joe, where are you?
Camp Morasha, Rabbi.
What are you doing in Camp Morasha?
There's a wedding.
Oh, a wedding in Camp Morasha. Look at that.
Ofruf wedding for sure. Ofruf.
Okay, very nice. And
did you see the fire last night? I was showing you the bonfire, but you didn't know it was me because I didn't show my name.
Yeah. Avi, Yitzchak Yosef, David Yoshua, and Yisrael Moshe, and Jeremy. Good morning. So Amar Rav. Rav says, Lesa lemasnisin mekame brisa. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said an androgynous is like a complete male, and therefore his wife could eat truma. However, there's a brisa where Rabbi Yossi backed out from that position, and he backed out on it. Decided he learned on a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, androgynous beria b'fnei atzmahu. No, an androgynous is not a male. An androgynous is like a third category, neither male nor female. Rather, beria b'fnei atzmi. The rabbis never decided whether he has a status of a male or a female. So you see from here that Rabbi Yossi holds that androgynous is a suffix. Asks the Gemara, who told you that Rabbi Yossi backed out on the Mishnah because of the Brisa? Maybe he backed out of the Brisa because of the Mishnah. Who said which is his real opinion? Says the Gemara, Adarabba, opposite. Less of the Brisa. If you had a choice to follow Rabbi Yossi in a Brisa or Rabbi Yossi in a Mishnah, you should choose Rabbi Yossi in a Mishnah over Rabbi Yossi in a Brisa. Answers the Gemara, Midishavke Rabbi Yossi lebarzuge shmamina hadabe. Well, if you'll remember, in the Mishnah, this was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So in the Mishnah, he was together with Rabbi Shimon. In the Brisa, he leaves his mate. He leaves his mate, Rabbi Shimon. He departs from the opinion of both of them. Shema mina hadar bei. You see from that he's backing out. That's the opinion of Rav. However, Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel throughout Shas is that opinion that disagrees with Rav. Ushmuel Amar, the opposite. Lesa lebraisa mikame masnisa. No, he backed out of the braisa. And we hold, like he says in the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Lesa lamasnisin mekame braisa. What do you mean? Why do you say it the other way around? The Hashamina le Shmuel, but we know Shmuel elsewhere says, Dechayish le yichida'a. That Shmuel is usually worried about even individual opinions. Answer the Gemara, Hani mili kilo misakra masnisin. When does Shmuel say we follow individual opinions? That's only where you're not going against the Mishnah. Avokim misakra masnisin lo chayish. But if you're going to go against the Mishnah, Shmuel would not follow the individual opinion against the Mishnah. And therefore, Shmuel favors Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah where he said, an androgynous is a zachar, over Rabbi Yossi's opinion in the Brisa. The Gemara continues to evaluate this position. Amri Beirav. That's going to be very important. Remember those words. Amri Beirav. Simple Peshat Amri Beirav. It just sounds like they said in the Beis Medrash, but the Gemara later on is going to say that Amri Bei Rav is usually the opinion of Rav Huna. So just put that in the back of your head. Amri Bei Rav, it was said in the Beis Medrash, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi ba'androgynous. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, that an androgynous is a zachar, uvehar kava. And the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by the Halacha of grafting. We'll see what that means in a moment. Ushmuel Amar, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi Bikoshi, by the case of a woman having difficulty giving birth, uvikidush, by a person who tries to disqualify his friend's wheat by growing grapes with his friend's wheat, kiddush. sanctifying his friend's wheat by turning it into kiloy akerem. Now, the Gemara is now going to evaluate all four of these halachas. So Rav's, they said in Bei Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said the halacha in the name of Rav. They said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by androgynous and by grafting. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by a woman having difficulty giving birth and by sanctifying somebody else's wheat. Androgynous, so now the Gemara is going to go through what are these four cases. Androgynous hada amarat. Androgynous we already spoke about. What does it mean? Halacha Rabbi Yossi by androgynous. It means that an androgynous is like a male, like he says in the Mishnah. Harkava. What's the case of Rabbi Yossi by grafting? Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Shviyas. Ein notin, you can't plant a tree. Ve'ein mavrichin, you can't take a vine and replant, stick the vine into the ground and replant it. Ve'ein markivin, and you can't graft a branch from one tree onto another tree. Erev Shviyas Pachos Mishlosh Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't do any of these activities during the month of Elul prior to Shviyas. Why? So at this point, the Gemara thinks the reason is because if you plant it within 30 days, that's going to cause it to actually take root during the Shemitah. Because it takes 30 days for it to actually take root. If you do it within the 30 days before Shemitah, you must uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol harkava she'inu koletus b'shloisha yamim shuveinu koletus. It takes 3 days to take root, and therefore, you are allowed to do all these activities up until 3 days before the Shemitah. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omrim Shtei Shabbosos. They say it takes 2 weeks, and therefore you are allowed to do these activities up until 2 weeks before the Shemitah. In the 2 weeks before the Shemitah, you're not allowed to do it because you're afraid these various activities will actually take root 2 weeks later, and therefore that's really called planting during the Shemitah year, which you're not allowed to do. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravua. Now, Rav Nachman explains all three of these opinions. 30 days, 3 days, 2 weeks. L'divrei Omer Shloshim, Tzarech Shloshim Ushloshim. The opinion that says 30 holds you have to start 60 days before. Why is that? Because Rav Nachman explains there's a din called Tosefes Shviyas, which means in the 30 days before Shemitah, so you're not allowed to do anything in those 30 days themselves. So the opinion that says it takes 30 days something to take root says it's really 60 days.
Why not 31?
What?
Why not 31?
That's the point. You're not allowed to do it 31, meaning you're only allowed to do it more than 60 days before. Exactly correct, Yitzhak Yosef. So that's why. He says you can only do it prior to 60 days because it takes 30 days, according to that opinion, and it's usher anyway within the 30 days before. So you need, because that's Tosefes Shviyas. So, L'divrei Omer Shloshim Tzarech Shloshim U'Shloshim. L'divrei Omer Shlosha Tzarech Shlosha U'Shloshim. The opinion said 3 days says it really 3 plus 30. L'divrei Omer Shtei Shabbosos Tzarech Shtei Shabbosos U'Shloshim. So that is all the opinion of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua. U'Shmuel Amar. Now, so we explained the din of Zachar and the din of Harkava. Ushmuel Amar, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, by Bekoshi v'kiddush, by a woman having difficulty giving birth, and a man trying to disqualify somebody else's wheat by planting vines next to his wheat to disqualify. Says the Gemara, Koshi, what's the din of Koshi? Disnan. We learned in the Mishnah that a woman who sees blood right before giving birth, so we don't assume that blood is damnida, and therefore it doesn't make her tummy. Rather, we assume that blood came because of the birth. And we know that, right, so this is learned from the Pasuk in Vayikra Tesvav, V'isha ki yazuv zov dama. So dafka zov dama because she's bleeding for her period, but not bleeding because of a birth. So how long before the birth do you assume that the blood came because of the birth and it wasn't need the blood? Kama, yehi kishuya. How much time can you assume it comes because of the birth? Rab Meir Omer, o arbar mo chamishim yom. Even 40 or 50 days before the birth is considered to be because of the birth. And therefore she doesn't have to count 7 clean days. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Daya Chodsha, 1 month. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Kisho Yosef Mishtei Shabbosos. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they like the shear of 2 weeks. 2 weeks before the Shemitah and 2 weeks before the birth, you can consider the blood from the birth. And she doesn't have to observe Shiva Nikim, even if she sees 3 days in a row. But if she sees more than 2 weeks before, then she, if she sees 3 days in a row, she's going to have to count Shiva Nikim. What's the case of Kiddush? Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hamesakech gafno al gabi tvosa shchavero. Let's say a guy takes his vine and brings it over to his friend's field and he plants it there. And then it grows more than 1/200th. Because if it grows less than 1/200th, it's going to be batel and 200. Kilai kerm is batel. 1/200th. If it grows more than 1/200th, hareze kidesh, I can disqualify your wheat with my vines. V'chayav b'achor yuso. I have to pay for the wheat that I disqualified. Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, what do you mean? Ein adam oser davar she'enu shelo. I'm not allowed to disqualify your wheat. I can't, just by planting my vines by your wheat, we have a rule. Ein adam oser davar she'enu shelo. I can't disqualify your stuff. My vines become usher, but I can't disqualify your wheat. And Shmuel Paskin.
If he planted, also the same thing would be planting, because it was like overshadowing. Planting would be more extreme, wouldn't it? If he planted two different crops.
I don't think so.
According to them?
I don't think so. I think even planting, I can't disqualify your stuff. Asks Tysus, why is it any different than pouring milk into your chicken soup? What, if I pour milk into your chicken soup, you're allowed to eat it? Because I can't disqualify your chicken soup? That's Tysus, Ein Adam. Take a look at the top Tysus. Ein Adam Osa Davashi and Shalom. Vim Tomar, Umaishna Minose Nevela Ochalav Petavshil Shel Chavero Shenesar. Why am I not allowed to plant, if I plant grapes in your wheat, your stuff doesn't become kiliyah kerem. But if I pour milk into your chicken soup, so then it's treif. The Oimeri, the bedavar hatoli b'machshava, hu damar hachi, kagoyin mishtachave lebehemas chaveru. I bow down to my friend's animal, making an avodah zara. The sof parak makes the chulin. It's not just the act of bowing down; it's the mindset that makes a difference. Even if I shecht your animal for avodah zarah, ikalamandama de lo asri veisr kilayim nami toli b'machshava. Whoa! And the isr of kilaya kerem depends on machshava. Kedama meseches kilayim gabi haroa yerek kishagia el ketenu afilo hosef masayim mutter l'kshe echzar el ketenu aser. When we tamzem mefarish abinu tam to knock at ba'agoyzel. Nisyaish and Velo Gidra, Dafka Nisyaish, Avalo Nisyaish, Shaya Osik Begeda, Velo Ispik Ligdar, Achos Mazayim, Lo Kidesh. So apparently, also growing Kilayim depends on your thought process. Something that depends on, if my intention is to create the Kilayim, that's what makes the Kilayim. Just having it grow together doesn't disqualify it. Wow. But b'maisa, a person can disqualify action. Tosis Shonim Ed, it's a special pasuk. Sadcha lo sizra kilayim. Shadafka besadcha v'loy b'stei chavercha. Tosis Yishonim adds, Sadcha lo sizra kilayim. Wow. Okay.
Rabbeinu, according to the reader, there's no inyan of shogeg.
No, right. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Exactly correct. Okay. Now, so the Gemara said that Rav held we follow Rav Yossi by androgynous and grafting, and Shmuel said we follow Rav Yossi by koshi and kiddush. So Ibailuhu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked a two-sided halachic informational question. But androgynous, Mali Amar Shmuel. Well, what does Shmuel say about the halacha of the two, right? Rav said we follow Rabbi Yosef. So what does Shmuel say about those? Androgynous, that Rav said we follow Rabbi Yosef. Mali Amar Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold? Toshma. To Amar Shmuel or Ravanan. Lesa Lebraisa Mekame Mastisa. We said the Braisa gets pushed away by the Mishnah. The halach is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, that androgynous is a Zachar. So Shmuel agrees. The halach is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Harkava, Mali Amar Shmuel, what does Shmuel hold by grafting? Does he agree to Rav that he followed Rabbi Yossi or not? Tashma d'amali Shmuel Ravanan, Tani Kamanda Omar Shloisha Ushloshim. No, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said 2 weeks. Shmuel holds 33 days. Koshi. Now we go the other way. In the case of Koshi and Kiddush, Shmuel said we follow Rabbi Yossi. Well, what does Rav say? Koshi. Mali Omar Rav. What would Rav say about the case of a woman having difficulty giving birth? Says the Gemara, we have no idea. Teku. No idea. Kiddush, Shmuel said we follow Rabbi Yossi. Mali Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Come in here, proof. Da Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So Rav disagrees with Shmuel. Shmuel said we do follow Rabbi Yossi. Rav says we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. Amar Le Abaye. Now, this was Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef, right? Rav Mordechai. Rav Yosef said, we quoted Rav Huna. Rav Yosef said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, ain't like Rav Yosef. So his student Abaye, Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, My chazis to samchas aha, Rebbe, why are you relying on Rav Huna's version of Rav? Smoke aha. Why don't you rely on the other version of Rav? The different Amora who said they have Rav, the opposite. Dama Rav Ada Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Rav Ada quoted in the name of Rav that we do follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion by Kiddush. Answers the Gemara. You know why Rav Yosef preferred Rav Huna's version of Rav rather than Rav Ada's version of Rav? Because go back to the original statement. Amri Beirav Manu Rav Huna. Amri Beirav is Rav Huna. Whenever the Gemara says Amri Beirav, that's Rav Huna. So it makes sense that Rav Huna was the one who understood what Rav's opinion was here. Rav Huna himself, Amar Ein Halacha. Rav Huna was the one who said, in the name of Rav, that Ein Halacha. And therefore, Rav Yosef preferred Rav Huna's opinion about what Rav said, as opposed to Rav Ada's opinion. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tumtum. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? A Tumtum. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah was that a Tumtum is not capable of giving birth. So if a Tumtum, his outer membrane got ripped open, and it turns out, lo and behold, he's a male, he's still not allowed to give birth because every tumtum has the status of a sris. And therefore, I'm sorry, he's still not allowed to do chalitza. A tumtum can't do chalitza because a tumtum has the status of a sris, a eunuch who's not capable of giving birth, and therefore he doesn't do chalitza. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yehuda said a tumtum does not do chalitza. Even if his membrane would get ripped open and you would see that he's really a zachar, still he wouldn't do chalitza because if he grew that membrane, he's not capable of giving birth. So now the Gemara is going to discuss this pretty much for the rest of today's daf. Everything you ever wanted to know about a tumtum, but were afraid to ask. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Ami, my avidle, Rabbi Yehuda, letumtum debire. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a tumtum is not capable of giving birth, what's he going to do about the case of tumtum in the town of Bire? What happened over there? The osve abe kurse. They placed this tumtum on top of a certain chair, the ikra, and the membrane, when he put them on this chair, the membrane that covered over his makom ever got ripped open, and lo and behold, he was a male. V'oilid sheva banim, and after that he had seven kids, seven boys. So what do you tell me that a tumtum can't give birth? The tumtum debire had seven boys. Why do Rabbi Yehuda say that even if he gets ripped open and finds that he's a man, he's not allowed to do chalitza? Hello, we see after the membrane gets ripped open, he's like a regular man. He can give birth. All right, that doesn't mean he gave birth. It means he was able to impregnate a woman who gave birth. Answer the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lach, Chozar al banav meyayin heim. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh yeah, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, you think that guy gave birth to seven kids, you better check who the real father of those kids were. Don't, the tumtum wasn't the real father. The woman was cheating on the tumtum. The woman was cheating on the former tumtum. So you better check who the real father was.
People come forward and say they're a tumtum. How did they find that? I mean,
I don't know. I guess so. I guess it's like a medical. People knew who the tumtums were, you know, like in the hospital when the mom gave birth to a tumtum, the nurses, you know, they couldn't hold it in, you know, this was something that they spread around. Jeremy's asking, how did anybody know who was a tumtum? I think it was like a once every 7 years he had a tumtum, you know, once every 100 years. Okay. However, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said a tumtum is not capable of having children, but not everybody agrees to this. Zakta Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Berebi Yehuda Omer, I guess that was his son. His son disagreed with him. Rabbi Yossi Berebi Yehuda Omer, no, tumtum lo yachlots, shema yikarav nimtza sris chama. No, we're afraid. Maybe if a thing gets ripped open, it'll turn out that he is a Sris Chama. Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's not a for sure Sris. Shema Yikarach V'nimtza Sris Chama. Not because he's a Vadai Sris. Rabbi Yehuda held that a tumtum is a suffix sris. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a vadai sris, and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda holds he's a suffix sris, and that's why he can't do chalitza. However, it is possible potential for a tumtum to yes give birth according to Rabbi Yossi. It's a suffix that he's a sris. Ask the Gemara. Atu kol de mikra zachar have. Is it for sure that he's a zachar? Why is Rabbi Yossi Yehuda worried? Maybe he'll be a Sris Chama. Maybe he's in a keva. Why is he worried about maybe he's in a keva? Says Mar, you're right. Hachkama, that's what he meant. Shema yikarva nimtz in a keva. Va'afil nimtz a zachar. Shema yimtz a Sris Chama. You're right. A tumtum, you have no idea. Maybe he'll get ripped open and be in a keva. So then he also can't do chalitza if he's in a keva. So there's a double suffix. On the one hand, maybe he's in a keva, and even if he's a zachar, maybe he's a sris. Ask the Gemara, my benayim. what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Both of them say he can't do the tumtum can't do chalitza. So what's the difference between whether he's a suffix sris or a vadai sris? Amar Rava, there's two differences. Lifsol b'makom achin. One difference is let's say a woman falls in front of a sris to do chalitza, right? And let's say a yuvama falls in front of a tumtum for chalitza yibum, and the tumtum, the thing gets ripped open, let's say it doesn't get ripped open, and the tumtum does a chalitza to her, and now there's other brothers. Does the chalitza of the tumtum disqualify the other brothers from doing yibum or chalitza? So if you say it's a suffix sris, so then his chalitza disqualifies because maybe he was a zachar and maybe it's a good chalitza. Maybe he wasn't a sris. But if you say he's a vadai sris, the chalitza is zero. It's meaningless. And therefore the other brothers can still do yibum chalitza. That's one answer. Answer number two, v'lachlotz shelo b'makom achin. What about there are no other brothers and he does a chalitza? If there's no other brothers, does this suffix sris need to do chalitza as well? If you say he's a vadai sris, he doesn't have to do anything. If you say he's a suffix, he should do chalitza. Al atzad, maybe he's not a sris. And he's chayiv in yibum chalitza. Let's continue. And now we're going to review something from yesterday's daf. Easy stuff. Whenever you have easy stuff in Yevamos, you have to say thank you, Hashem. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Abba. Achuad Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavde. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Abba, the brother of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavde. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Androgynous Chayim and Alev, Skila Mishtei Mekomos. So this is all in the name of Rav. If a man has relations with an androgynous, he's Chayiv Skila, whether he has relations man on man, or even if he has relations through the female organ of the androgynous, either way he's Chayiv Skila. For Mishkav Zachar. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, Rabbi Lezer, Omar, I'm drugging this chayv and love of Skila, Kiviz Zachar. Bamedvar, Mamurim, Bizachus Shelo, Avil Benakvus Shelo, Potter. You're only chayv Skila for Mishkav Zachar if you have relations with him, be a Shelo Kedarka, like man on man relations. But if you have relations with him like a woman, you're not chayv Skila. Answers the Gemara, Hudama ki haitana. No, Rav, who says you chayev both like a man and a woman, holds like the other Tana. The Sani will enter another Brisa. Rabbi Simai Omer, Androgynous chayev and leskila mishtei makomos. And Androgynous you chayev both like a man and like a woman. So it's a machlokas tanayim. Rabbi Eliezer holds only like a man. Rabbi Simai holds both like a man and like a woman. My time of the Rabbi Simai. What's the logic of Rabbi Simai that an androgynous, if you have relations with him slash her, both through his male organ and female organ, you get skila. My time of the Rabbi Simai. What's the logic of Rabbi Simai? Amar Rava. Rava said, Bar Hamdure Azberli. Bar Hamdui explained it to me. What's the logic of Rabbi Simai? What does the pasuk say? Ve'es zachar lo sishkav mishkivei isha. Plural. Don't sleep with a man. Mishkivei isha, the plural. Ezu zachar sheish bo shnei mishkavos. How could you sleep with a man in two ways? Must be an androgynous. Havayom is androgynous. Wow, sounds like a great raya. So what are the Rabbanim? Rabbi Eliezer said, it's Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer do? He says, you only chayv with an androgynous in a male relations. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Eliezer, what does he dash it? Afal gav de ispe shnei mishkavos es zachar ksiv. Says the Gemara, if the whole pasuk's talking about androgynous, well, how do you learn that it's usher to have relations with a regular man? Zachar grei de minole. Answer the Gemara, me ve'es. Ve'es zachar. Ve'es teaches me also a regular zachar. Now, if you're using mishkaveh to teach me androgynous, be'isha shelo kedaka minolehu. How do you know that if you have relations with a woman, shelo kedaka, in the style of a man, that kind of relations, how do you know that's also ushered by a woman? Let's say I have relations with another man's wife, but it's not relations through the female organ, it's relations like it would be male and a male. Be'isha shelo kedaka minolehu. Answers the Gemara, may the extra word isha. It could have just said esachol losishkav mishkavei, or losishkav mishkavei zachar. Why does it say esachol losishkav mishkavei isha? To teach me that when you have relations with a woman, not only a normal relations with a woman is prohibited, but even sodomy, even relations with a woman, be a shalokadarka, is also usher. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Chista, loy lachol Amar Rabbi Lezer androgynous zochem al yehu. Rabbi Lezer does not consider androgynous like a male for all halachas. Only for this issue of having relations with him is he a zachar. However, we find the Rabbi Eliezer holds that as far as other halachas are concerned, an androgynous is not like a male. Sh'imata Omer Kane. If you say that androgynous is like any man, by everything, ba'mukdashim, yikdash. What about by an androgynous animal? If you are makdish, an animal that's an androgynous, it should be a good, you should consider it like a male. So that's one area, and it should be a good carbon. Right, because many, many carbonists, you can only be makdish a male. So what about if you have an androgynous carbon? No. So Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say that every androgynous carbon is a male. How do we know this? When we know in Deloki that Kadash, how do we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that an androgynous animal cannot be a carbon? The Tana Rabbanan, because we learned in a brisa by birds. So we know Rabbi Eliezer, a bird carbon, you don't shecht it with a knife, you do malika with the thumbnail of a kohen. But if you would do malika to a non-carbon, that becomes a nevela. So the Gemara is going to say, if you do malika to an androgynous bird carbon, it's nevela. So you see, it's not a zachar. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa.
Does an androgynous carbon have kedusha?
Let's see. Let's do it right now. Let's see. Hanirba, a bird that had relations with a man. Any animal that has relations with a man is disqualified from being carbon. So hanirba v'hamukta, or an animal designated for avodah zara, also can't be brought as a carbon. V'hanevad, or an animal worshipped as avodah zara. V'ha'esnan, or an animal given to a prostitute as payment for her services. U'mechir, or an animal exchanged for a dog. V'tumtum, or an animal that's a tumtum androgynous, or a bird that's an androgynous, mitamin begadim abeis abliya. If you did malika to any of these animals in beis hamigdash, they're not kosher karbanos, and therefore it's nevela. So therefore, it's considered like a nevela, and therefore, the halacha of nivlas. Nivlas oaf, it's metami begadim bebeis habliya. When you swallow it, Nivlas Of Tahar is begad of mitamim. Not only does the person who swallows it become tummy, even the garments that the person's wearing become tummy. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Tumtum vandroganis ein mitamim begad of my base abluya. The Malika works. It's Matair Midei Nevela, like other birds of Kachu. It's not considered to be Nevela. They're not Matami, the begotten of somebody who would eat them. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that a bird that's a Tum Tum Androgynous is Kachu La Krava. Shai Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Malkum Shnemar Zacharuna Keva. By any Karbanos where it says, by a carbon of a Behema, where it says Zacharuna Keva. Some animals are only Zacharim, and some are only Nekeva. Atamotzi Tumtum Androgynous Mibeneim. So animals which need to be a Zachor or Nekeva, Tumtum Androgynous are disqualified. Because it's not a Zachor Vade, not a Nekeva Vadois. Therefore, they're not kosher for Karbanos. Because by animals you need a Zachor Vadei, Nekeva Vadei, not a Tumtum Androgynous. However, oaf, the oaf, however, by a bird carbon, hovalonamar bo, zachar unikeva, there's no distinction between zachar unikeva. Ein tamus vizachrus baofos. Rather, when it comes to birds, you could do male, female, there's no difference. Iatamoti tum de madros binayam. Rabbi Eliezer holds. Just like you could do male or female, so no problem. So Zachar and Androgynous and Tumtum are also kosher. So you see, by some halachas, Androgynous is not considered like a Zachar. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, Androgynous can't be a behemoth. Let's do a little more. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Afa Nanai Mitanin. I'll prove to you that this is correct. That Rabbi Eliezer agrees that there's no Kedushas HaGuf on an animal that's an androgynous. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Afa Nanai Mitanin. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hakilayim Utrefa, an animal that is a hybrid. Made up of two animals. Utrefa. An animal that's a trefa, has a hole in the lungs, going to die within 12 months. The yotze dofen, or an animal that didn't have a normal birth, cesarean section. Tumtum vandroganus lo kedoshin velo mekadshin. V'amar Shmuel lo kedoshin. This is Rabbi Eliezer talking, right? Rabbi Eliezer said lo kedoshin b'tmura. Not only can you not make them directly kadosh, even if you try to transfer the kedusha from a holy animal onto an androgynous, it's not chal. V'lo mekadshim be'ose tmura. That if you have an animal of kilayim, which is already holy, how do you have an androgynous that's holy? It gets born from a chatas. Let's say a chatas gives birth to an androgynous. The Gemara is going to say in a minute. Ushma mina, the Rebbe Lez holds, Kedush is not chal on tumtum androgynous. Last line, Rebbe Lez, Omer chayavin alav skila kizachar. Rebbe Elazar said, if you have relations with an androgynous, you chayav skila. Tanya, learned in a brisa, Omer Rebbe, Kishahalachti, Lul Motor, Eitz Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua, Chavru Alai Tamidu Kitarnagol, and shall base Bukya. His students ran after me like chickens. Velo Nichuni Lilmo, they wouldn't let me learn. Eladavar Echad Mishnah Seinu, one halacha from the Mishnah. Namely, what Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Androgynous, Chayav and Lev, Skila Kizachar. That's the only halacha they let me learn. When I went to learn Torah by, so Rebbe said, when I went to learn Torah by Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua, his students, they ran all over me, chepering me with questions. They're very sharp students. And they wouldn't allow somebody not from their base medrash to learn. Wow. They wouldn't let Rebbe learn. Aruch Laner asks, is it usual way for tzaddikim to prevent other tzaddikim from learning Torah? To disrupt him? So he explains that they were choshish, that he was just coming to ask questions and not really learning Lishma. Like after Rabbi Meir died, Rabbi Huda said to his students, don't allow the students of Rabbi Meir into the base medrash because they ask too many questions. They're disrupting us from learning. Wow. But they allowed him to learn one halacha, that an androgynous has halacha like a zachar as far as relations. That's the only halacha they let him learn. So, to look at the Mefarshim, why was that the only halacha they let him learn? Okay, we will stop here. Hadron halacha Ariel. Finish the 8th parak, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the 9th parak, 7 o'clock.
If an animal that's a bechor, it's an animal that
Yeah, we did that, right?
Thank you, Rabbi. Do they have no kedusha at all?